All right, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, lowlifes, boxing fans, we are proud to present in the war room the future undisputed heavyweight champion. I'm stepping out there on a limb. Rock Blackwell, he's in the war room with us. Give him a round. Give him some love.
What's up, Rock? What's going
on?
What's going on? What's going on?
Welcome, welcome.
Pleasure to be talking to you guys. Right.
First time in the war room, but I'm pretty sure it won't be the last. It's the brother B. Austin. Rock, all great boxers usually come from an amazing story, and we assume that you're no different. Our listeners, being the avid fans of the pugilistic arts that they are, always want to know about up-and-comers. And with that being said, how did you get started in the sweet science?
Well, I started boxing at 7, and it's so weird because I don't even remember like what struck the interest. It was one of those things like it just always like it always been there. It's just something that I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got pretty much the same background as most fighters. Like times were hard, you know what I mean. I had a single mom, and boxing was kind of like the way out.
Gotcha.
But it became realistic that I could like really do this when I had defeated this guy named Spencer Harshley from DC, and at that time he was like known as probably like the best in the area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I stopped him in 3. So when I did that, I was like, okay, I think I can really do this.
Now the funny thing, Rock, is you know your pro career, which you turned pro, I think in what, 2009?
Yes, in 2009.
Yeah, you turned pro in 2009. So you're currently 15-1 with 13 knockouts. The one loss is debatable. I mean, we understand the story, broken hand, different things going on in the personal life and personal world. We know that you would have probably whooped his ass had that not been going the case.
Yeah, and actually dehydration in that fight too.
Yeah, I tried to get a rematch. Yeah, we need that rematch to happen. Tell us about your amateur career, because that's one of the things that I found most impressive. You had 159 amateur bouts.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yep.
Yo, you was fighting like a Mexican, brother.
Yeah, man, we was fighting. Yeah, man, we was fighting sometimes every week, sometimes several times a month. And,
you was fighting every 2 weeks like direct deposit, huh?
We was putting in work, man. We was going everywhere, man. We was all over the area just jumping on shows, boxing.
So as you heard, my brother Jimmy just came up with a new moniker. When you in the war room, you rock direct deposit Blackwell, because he was depositing ass on the camera.
2 weeks and he ready.
Yeah, I was also noticing, this is Devin, I was also noticing that you said you can't remember what struck the interest. Now, all of us, we're from Philly, so, you know, when people start to fight
Joe
young
Frazier
in Philly, it's most likely because, you know, they had to. You know, you got to learn how to protect yourself.
Right.
You being from B-more, like, you know, that's not the same story out there in Baltimore.
Yeah,
you can remember.
Sometimes
you
got to learn how to throw the hands.
Yeah, they get down out here, man. They get down out here heavy, man. I just remember, I don't know, I was young, and I used to always watch, like, a bunch of fighting movies. And,
right.
You know what I mean? I was, like, just real interested with like, the whole craft as a kid.
Right.
And I begged my mother, like, Mom, please put me. So mother, she wasn't feeling at first. She was trying to get me, like, play the piano and all this other crazy stuff. All
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of being young and watching fight movies and fighters, which fighters inspired you the most coming up? And what, if anything, have you incorporated into your style from each one of those guys who inspired you?
I'm a Mayweather fan, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. I fight like Mayweather. Fight like Mayweather,
class.
Shoulder roll in the Philly shell.
Yeah.
And I just think Floyd's a genius, man. I think, you know, he's hated, but he learned how to make boxing work for him.
Yeah. You know I mean, I think a lot of people dislike Floyd because of his out-of-the-ring antics, but I can't find somebody who can legitimately say that their hatred of Floyd has something to do with him as a boxer, because, you know, there hasn't been a better boxer in this generation than Floyd Mayweather.
Absolutely.
Rock, I'm going to keep it 1 million with you, because you war room family. I think that Floyd Mayweather is probably one of the greatest technicians I've ever laid eyes on. However, I fall in the group of people that would be considered detractors. So if you ever listen to the show, I just want to keep it real so you don't hear me on air and think, hey, that guy was all, you know, he was all, yo. I think dude coons it up outside of the ring. And I can't really mess with him, but I do give his talent and his skill, you know, all the respect that is due.
Hey, Rock, but you made the greatest point. You said that he's found a way to make it work for him. And the fact of the matter is, you've either got people that, you know, want to see him lose or those that want to see him win. But at the end of the day, all of us tune in.
Hey, exactly.
I'm trying to see him lose.
That's good for his direct deposit. So.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's exactly the point. All of us are tuning in for different reasons, but we all tune in, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he a genius, because he, like you were just saying, you know, either way, he's like, whether if you like me or don't like me, either way, you're going to watch me.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the point, man.
You know what I mean?
So with that being said,
he's like, either way, you're my fan.
Yeah. So, Rock, let's talk about your upcoming bout in the UK, you know, this month. You know that you're fighting a Russian gentleman, you know, hopefully not Ivan Drago, but... In terms of your opponent, what do you know about him in terms of his strengths, his weaknesses, and what kind of strategy are you going to use going into this fight?
He's a rugged guy. Like he fought the last time I was there, and that's actually how the fight got made, because he was on the card. He was on the same card as me, and but he fought a different guy, and after the fight they were already trying to match us up. So I took the fight. He took the fight. But he's a rugged guy. He's flat footed though, and he's kind of like a brawler. You know what I mean? He kind of like opens up the brawl, but he's gonna get stopped. I plan on punishing him and stopping him.
I like that.
That's what we like to hear. The Russian gentleman,
that's what happens
to
those flat footed guys. If they're not gonna hit you hard enough to do damage, and they're going to stand there in front of you, then they're going to have to take what they get.
Yeah, he's one of them dudes, you know, he's going to stand right there. He's going to take what you give him, and he's going to try to give something back, but, I mean, too fast, too slick for that. He's going to get his ass, so I'm punishing him.
I heard that.
You know what I mean? I plan on punishing him.
We're going to use that as a sound clip. Rock, what you going to do to him? I'm going to punish him.
Like the Clever Lang prediction. Pain.
Pain, yeah. All right,
so, this is Devin again, Rock. Outside of, you know, your next bout, let's look down the line a little bit. What are your ultimate goals in the game of boxing altogether, and where do you see yourself in maybe 5 to 10 years from now?
I want to be, man, this is a great question, because I was just talking to Evan about this. I want to be, like, legendary.
Word.
So, well, my first thing I'm trying to accomplish is, of course, becoming a world champion. And then I want to be the greatest athlete from Baltimore, probably like ever.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And,
That's amazing.
Yeah, so the ultimate goal is not just to be a great boxer, but I'm trying to be, like, a great human being. I want to...
Right.
Travel the world and help a lot of people and encourage a lot of people. You know, reach out to the people that are struggling and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
Like a people's champion.
That's
what's up. Because I mean, you set the goals high and lofty. You know what I'm saying? With goals like that, even if you were to fall a little bit short, I'm pretty sure you'll still be remembered. You know, as a people's champion and a genuine good guy. So that's what's up. I commend that.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. I'm just to buttress and piggyback the point. You know, I have nothing but admiration for the goals that you're setting for yourself, because at the end of the day, the thing that makes you know, athletes and celebrities and those that we look up to relatable and truly important is, again, how relatable they are to the people. You know, if you're able to show, look, this is my story, this is where I came from, just like you, and I made it, then that gives them the hope to pursue whatever their goals and dreams are. So that's important,
absolutely,
man, and that's big to be able to stand for something, much along the lines of a Muhammad Ali or a Joe Louis or, you know, someone that takes their craft and uses it as just a brand enhancement, because the true brand is helping others, you know. And that's, you know, that's what I don't see. That's a void that I see in boxing. And even sports at large, man, our athletes and our people that come from our community, a lot of times you have to ask yourself, what do they stand for? You know, what are they,
absolutely,
what are they about? And you know, that's big, man. That's big. Kind of switching gears a little bit, Rock. We all love to speculate here in the War Room, you know, and we want to speculate on dream matchups. So we're going to step away from you and the Rumbles a little bit, and you're going to give us your opinion on who would win in these matchups in their prime. So I'm going to start off with Ali versus Tyson. Not Tyson after Custom Model, not Tyson when he was smoking the water in the dippers and on the roofies and all that. I mean Iron Mike that would look at cats and they would leave. I mean, Iron Mike walked down the street one time on Howard's campus, and I crossed the street, and I ain't back. I ain't want to bump him. I ain't want no problem. So Ali and Tyson.
I'm gonna have to go with Tyson.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because Ali struggled with Frazier.
Frazier. Mm-hmm.
And Frazier and Tyson. It's kind of like Tyson is like a 10-time better version of Frazier.
That's a good point.
Frazier,
that's a good point.
Frazier was, you know, low, came forward on Ali, and you know he was a brawler, and Ali struggled with him. I mean, he knocked Ali out one time. So, and Tyson is 10 times
his punching
better
power
than Frazier.
Was amazing in his prime.
Right.
But you know, so, you know, everybody out there listening is gonna think that's blasphemous. But we're not allowed to say that. But hey,
listen, yeah, we can't say it. But you know,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like in sports circles, we're not allowed to say anything. Anybody can beat Ali, but what we practice here is, you know, being 100. Speaking your opinion, you don't have to, you know, go with the masses and what their view is.
We definitely
feel that.
Because, you know, in sports circles, you can't say anything bad about Ali or Jordan. If you do, you know, it's going to be crazy. So. And I'm with you because I talk bad about Jordan all the time. Anyway.
Rock didn't say nothing bad about Jordan. Rock didn't mention Jordan.
Anytime I get a shot, get to take a shot at Jordan, I got to do it. So even if we're talking about Ali.
Take a shot at Magic, I got to do it. But I'm going to do it. The next one that we thought of was your man, your homie, Floyd Mayweather versus Sugar Ray Leonard.
Wow, that is a tough one. Floyd and Ray. Oh my goodness. Oh man, I'm gonna probably have to go with Ray Leonard, man.
Wow. Might
have to go with Ray Leonard.
War Room Sports, this man speaks his mind.
I had to bet.
Why?
I had to bet with Ray Leonard. Because,
why?
Only reason why I say that is because Ray fought Floyd Sr., who was stylistically the same as Floyd Jr., and, you know, Ray took it to Floyd Sr., so. Which makes me believe that maybe he would do the same to Floyd Jr. If they fought, you know, if he fought Ray in his prime. And then Ray fought some gangsters, man. Ray fought, Thomas Hearns and all those guys, man. You know, he put work
Hearns,
on them.
Hearns, Hagler, Duran. Murderer's Row.
Right.
You know what, though, Rock? It's funny because you said, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I just couldn't pick against Floyd just because I've never seen him lose in my life, so it's hard for me to see him lose anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, true. I get your point stylistically, though, but I think that he was such a better athlete than his father that, you know, maybe that would be the difference. But who knows? It's just hard for me to pick against somebody I've never seen lose. Me and Dev was talking about this before we got on. Like, it's hard to pick against a guy that you've never seen, you know, really lose. Mm-hmm. Only seen kind of in trouble maybe once.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is true.
And that was a lucky shot.
That is true.
Yeah,
even Shane thought it was lucky.
Shane thought he won. When he made the hit, he looked at his girlfriend. He looked at his girl and was like, "Yo, I did it."
Like Martin when he pulled Tommy Hearns.
But
yeah,
well, moving on, Rock, we got two more for you. So
okay,
Jack Johnson versus Joe Louis. Go ahead.
I don't know how you answer this. These dudes are ancient.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Jack and Joe.
Probably Jack Johnson.
Probably Jack Johnson.
They said that dude was massive. And I seen a few of his fights and they said his punching power was unbelievable.
Plus
he had all the white women.
Yeah.
And that's an advantage in that day and age.
I'd be awesome.
Yo,
shout out
to all the white women that are listening.
This last one is this is the dream fight of them all.
Yeah.
The last one.
This is. I actually have my personal pick in this, but I like to hear who you're going to pick in this last dream matchup. Roy Jones versus Rock Blackwell. Talk to
Man, I would never say a fighter is better than me, so.
There you go.
There you go.
Roy, if Roy stepped in them ropes, he got to get it.
There you go.
He got to get it.
Last time I saw Roy fight, he was laying on his face anyway.
Right now.
Are you in his prime?
Right now. I definitely got you beat me.
Oh, right now? Roy, get this work.
Yeah.
You mean in his prime when he was fighting civil servants like cops and firefighters?
Back when he was chicken fighting. Yeah.
Got you.
Oh, man.
You know, Rock, let's close on this question, though. This is Jimmy, by the way. And this is a question that we ask all boxers. Bottom line, who is the greatest of all time in your opinion? Outside of yourself, of course.
Greatest of all time. Wow. Wow, that's a great question. Most people roll with Ray Robinson. They think Ray Robinson is the greatest of all time. I think if Floyd can pull these last five fights off, I probably would say he's the greatest of all time.
Nice. Yeah. He finished those off undefeated. There's no way that you can't
put him
at least in the argument. So, yeah.
Right. Now that you brought that up, though, let me ask you a question. What do you think about his upcoming fight? I mean, there's a lot of buzz around, you know, the Canelo fight. What's your opinion of the fight?
Oh, that's going to be a tough fight. Canelo's a good fighter. But I think Floyd been in the game a long time. I think he's gonna figure out a way. And then he has Floyd Sr. working with him again and Roger working with him, and I think he's going to find out a way to beat him. He's going to figure out a way to beat him. Floyd, for some reason, can figure out a way to beat whoever. But I think if Floyd can do it, I think he'd probably be the greatest. And the only reason why I say that is because he's done the biggest – he would be undefeated. He'd be, a 9-time or 10-time world champion. And he's done record-breaking numbers. He's the highest-paid athlete in the world right now.
So his overall impact, you know, will go into making that argument. And right now, you know, his impact is crazy on the game because, you know, a lot of times, unless Floyd Mayweather's name is attached to it, just the casual boxing fans aren't even interested.
Right.
People still screaming for Mayweather and Pacquiao had already kind of lost a couple of times and got his name even taken out of that mix.
But you know what?
Even beyond that,
it's like when I hear young fighters such as yourself, up and coming fighters, and even Adrian Broner, who say, you know, they came up watching Floyd and kind of emulate his style. It's amazing. Well, for one, it showed you how long he's been around.
Right.
And, you know, for two, it showed you his impact. Because now it's to the point where you see people emulating his style, and that's when you see, you know, that someone's actually great. Like, you know, people emulated Ali or even other sports. Look at Michael Jordan. Or you start seeing people emulate their style. That shows their impact is big, even beyond the sport.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Rock, a little birdie actually had landed on my shoulder and whispered in my ear that, you know, Mayweather Promotions and the Money Team isn't outside of the realm of interest for Rock Blackwell, and that some conversations may or may not go on for you this summer with them. Is that, you know, can you speak on that?
Yeah. I'm just, I talked to, you know, some people and sat down and talked to my friends about it, and we just decided to just, you know, kind of like stick with our own in-house family,
but
still have the affiliation,
right?
You know, go out there and train and, you know, that type of thing.
See what's up, right?
Yeah,
right.
You know, but I think
the affiliation can't hurt.
Right, absolutely. No. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, definitely best of luck to you in all endeavors, man, and you and
thank
the
you so
family
much, man.
Now. So
absolutely.
Do your commercial. Let the listeners know how they can find you on the internet, follow you on social media, and remind them the date, location, and opponent of your next fight.
I will be fighting June 15th in Glasgow, Scotland, and I'm fighting this Russian guy. It's going to be a tough fight. The fight's actually going to stream live. I'm gonna send Warzone the
War Room.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna send War Room the link, and you can contact me at on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at King Rock B. I'm on Twitter at Rock Blackwell 68, and I'm on Instagram at Rock Blackwell. And shout out to the War Room, man. I appreciate y'all. We family, man. And, you know, where's that?
No doubt. All right,
when
no
you send
doubt.
That link
Thank
out,
you,
no, we'll send it out so everybody in our social networks can watch the fight if they choose to. Like B. Austin said, man, best of luck to you. Go out there and get that win, get that knockout.
Absolutely. I'm gonna put that work in. And,
get
you know
the F
mean?
Out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm going to do it for the War Room, man. Do it for everybody. I'm gonna put him on his back.
No doubt.
No doubt. All right.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, take it easy.
All right, you too, man.
Rock Blackwell, everybody. Make sure you check him out. Just go to our social networks, our Facebook page and our Twitter page, at War Room Sports, to get more information on him. And look out for him on the horizon. Peace.
Yeah.